This is Ozarks at Large. We have 19 public enrollment charter schools in Arkansas. Two-thirds are independent. The rest operate under charter management organizations. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports on the difference.
The first public charter school opened in St. Paul, Minnesota in 1992. Today, out of nearly 90,000 public schools, 6,000 operate as publicly funded charter schools, according to the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools. President and CEO Nina Reese.
Our mission is really to strengthen public education by creating or fostering a strong charter school sector.
Public charter schools operate as college prep academies, focus on the arts, or provide vocational training. Nationwide, 36% of all public charter schools are run by private management firms. Of the 19 open enrollment public charter schools in Arkansas, one-third are operated by nonprofit charter management organizations. And managed charters see certain benefits, says Nina Reese.
To some extent, being part of a network gives you some economies of scale. You are able to draw upon the experiences and the knowledge of the individuals in the central office. You can rely on them for professional development. You can rely on them for the acquisition of facilities, and you can certainly rely on them from a branding standpoint, marketing, which is very expensive. That's also something that can be centralized. But every CMO is different. So some of them have centralized a lot of functions, including instruction and pedagogy, and others have more of a franchise-like model.
The best-known nonprofit charter management organization is San Francisco-based KIPP, or Knowledge's Power Program, which runs 140 schools across the U.S., including in Arkansas. 95% of KIPP students are African American or Hispanic. Another charter firm in Arkansas is the Texas-based Responsive Education Solutions, which operates charters under the names Premier, Vista, Quest, and Virtual. Those are also nonprofit. For-profit management firms are also on the rise, operating in 35 states, most notably Charter Schools USA and Academica. Nearly 2.6 million students attend a public charter school in America, a 100% growth in enrollment since 2007. And charters like traditional public schools operate on education tax dollars. In Arkansas, $6,200 per student called foundation funding. But because they're experimental, charter schools receive less funding. And Nina Reese believes CMOs play a critical role, especially for new charter financing.
In a state like Arkansas, if you are a standalone operator and you are operating at a 26% deficit, then you're starting the process at a disadvantage.
Charter management organizations proponents say help charter schools provide consistently superior academic outcomes. Scholars debate that last point, and little data exists on how much profit charter management firms reap. One Ohio-based firm, according to a 2011 ProPublica investigation, collected $230 million to operate 50 schools, yet AYP, annual yearly progress among its students, was markedly low, the report said. Plus, charter management organizations can occasionally go rogue. Responsive Education Solutions, the nonprofit organization with 65 campuses in Texas and several in Arkansas, was recently caught teaching creationism rather than evolution in the science classroom. Still, the theory behind market-based school reform is that by being forced to compete with other schools, existing public schools will be forced to improve. Arkansas educator Christine Solano has worked in both the private and public sector. Currently, she's executive director of Ozark Education, Inc., housed at the Jones Center for Families. The former Bentonville public school teacher established the nonprofit last fall and aims to open the first public charter school based in Springdale. But she and her staff are already creating a presence in the community.
We have a variety of activities that we've been offering, a menu to the community, including after-school classes. We have a video production class. We have computer game design. These are for middle schoolers. We have a homeschool group that meets on Tuesdays, Homeschool Tuesdays. And what else do we do? Well, we just opened our preschool in January.
Just around the corner, it's nap time at Solano's Montessori Preschool. and any number of these kids could be future candidates for her proposed charter school.
The name of the charter school is Ozark Montessori Academy.
Solano is a resident of Springdale and wants to serve her community, she says. Currently, half the students in her Montessori preschool are on scholarship, supported by the Walton Family Foundation, a big proponent of charter schools, for the record, and is Ozark Education's primary funder. Christine Solano is applying to the state charter authorizing panel and expects a decision later this year. And the school will be based at the Jones Center.
Reaching the minority groups and the people who need it the most can be a challenge. But one of the ways is just by the way we're located. And so by being here at the Jones Center, we are in the public eye. And so we hope to have sort of a prominent location in the center of the need.
State dollars will pay for everything except for facilities, so to be housed at the Jones Center will be economically advantageous for this startup. In case you don't know, the Montessori method was developed a century ago by Dr. Maria Montessori, fosters pure learning through multi-grade classrooms. Little ones learn from sensory motor activities. Elementary-age children tackle project-based interdisciplinary studies of science, math, and language arts. And by graduation, all students will have learned to think critically, work collaboratively, and act with confidence is the Montessori philosophy. And although Christine Solano has consulted a national Montessori charter organization and visited a number of Houston-based Montessori charter schools, she says her new charter school will operate independently.
Well, this was something that we discussed early on, would be the option of working with a charter management organization. However, you have to realize I had just come out of years of working in public schools and running into barriers to offering hands-on education in the public school system. Bureaucratic barriers, really, as far as levels of administration and budgeting issues. And so I just feared having that same experience with a CMO, that if I wanted to, maybe as the principal of a small charter school, do something new and innovative, I would have to clear it with several levels of administration in the CMO. So like many charter founders, I think I felt that having my own, so to speak, or having our own very grassroots organization, we could do exactly what we wanted.
Experts say it's up to state boards of education and charter authorizers to develop and enforce strong accountability measures to make sure that public education funds utilized by both independent-run and managed charters are being spent appropriately. But for independent public charter startups like the planned Ozark Montessori Academy, it's not about being part of a charter chain. It's about offering creative alternatives.
With the Montessori curriculum, there's an emphasis on all of the five senses. So children are working with their taste, their smell, their sense of touch, their hearing. We include music. They're learning to identify different artists. They help cook their own food and raise their own vegetables. We're very sensitive to the sensory needs of students, the lighting, the wearing slippers in the classroom, just different things that make school just a more pleasurable and engaging experience.
Slippers in the classroom? There's a mellow education concept. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.